This is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast speaking truth against the lies.
I know the truth is hard to swallow, just digest it. Suspected something's going on, but chose to just neglect it. Deflected by some breaking news, oh, we just accept it. Expected just to fall in line and follow their perspective. Don't question their objective, but I got a lot of questions. How these kids molested, but nobody's been arrested. Read it in the testament, these children are protected. So I'm fighting all these terrorists, both foreign and domestic. Refuse to be directed, lying not a sheep. Only kneel to my God, so I'm dying on my feet. Silence when we speak, but there's violence in the street. I've been rolling with the punches, I can't take it on the cheek. Drink from a glass half full, I'm optimistic. People are sadistic, so vicious and malicious. Praying for assistance to overcome opposition, or I'm gonna start resisting and then I'll pray for forgiveness.
Oh, hey, I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers.
Oh, brothers and sisters, that song kind of sums up how I'm feeling as far as, you know, there is a lot of evil, corrupt activities that are being allowed to happen right now. And all these happen because good people do nothing. Brothers and sisters, we need you to become the voices of your community and become the people who rise up and understand what is going on and combat it and bring it back to the constitutional, just, and righteous country that these United States, a constitutional republic, were meant to be. The Holy Bible is a powerful, profound book in every way. So many phenomenal books in it. The book of John, the first and second Timothy, the book of First Chronicles, Psalms, Proverbs. Every part of the Bible, every sentence of the Bible has something to communicate to you. And as we move through each day and put on the armor of God, as it says in Ephesians 6:10 through 18, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the belt of truth, the sword of the Spirit, feet prepared with the gospel of peace. This is what we move through every single day as we are fighting a group of criminals that is beyond our understanding because they worship Satan. They worship the one who looks to destroy us. We cannot let that happen, brothers and sisters. And the way that we combat that is by speaking the word of God in front of those demons' faces. The book of Ephesians is a powerful, powerful book. And I want to start in Ephesians 6:11. Well, let's start at Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take upon unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand it in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, whole, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance, and supplication for all saints, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in the bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tysias, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to you, brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. That is the end reading from 6:10 to 6:24 in Ephesians. I wanted to read that to you at the beginning of this episode after that powerful song by Struggle Jennings, because today we're going to talk about how these criminals are changing or attempting to change the human condition, the human communication, the human love, and the human interaction that we have always grown accustomed to. If you look back, brothers and sisters, I was in middle school when computers really came on the scene in schools, and they were used first in computer-aided drafting, specific skills that needed computers. Then, around the same time is when groups from other countries that were immigrants into America started claiming that the Star Spangled Banner or the Pledge of Allegiance was offensive to them, even though they were in the country that those were two traditions that we had. And the courts and the weak sheeple allowed it to happen because they said, oh, those poor people shouldn't be offended when they're going to school. And because that one person gave in and was probably a paid asset of the CIA and other World Economic Forum, Committee of 300, etc., Club of Rome, this was passed. Then later, removing the flags, removing the Pledge of Allegiance, removing prayer in school, removing Bibles. This has all been to remove the tradition that is the society that is these United States, a constitutional republic for the people, by the people. And now we see as they moved us into, you know, they prepared us back in 2001 when they bombed the World Trade Center and destroyed that entire building with a planned demolition event that was gaslit by the Mockingbird media and all the paid traitor crisis actors reading teleprompters and just doing what criminals tell them to do. These are sellouts. These are Uncle Toms. But they did it. And we just paid attention to them, like Colin Powell, who lied about the weapons of mass destruction, but because he's black, people listened to him and gave him more credence than they should. And now he's dead and can never defend his lies about the weapons of mass destruction that he knew was in Iraq. Oliver North, that scapegoat that was used during the Iran-Contra affairs. And now he's a paid analyst on the different tell-a-lie by vision. Those tell-a-lie by vision shows are weaponized trauma-based mind control. And it's capitalized at the different hours of the day, multiple times a day, of the 24-hour news spin. That is a trauma-based mind control, and it is northeast, west, south. That is news. That is what they have programmed us to facilitate. But then they started moving everybody into cubicles. Once they gave all of the sheeple the cell phones, then everybody started being more introverted, more shy, more anxious about things. And then they moved us further along with social engineering platforms that they called social media. Media has been used as a term for witchcraft and satanic worship for years when they say about an exorcism, the medium that is being used by that demon as so-and-so. Well, that medium is the person that is being used by that demonic force. So social media is social witch hunt and witchcraft. And these things that have been pulled forward. Then you know in the 60s we reported about the witchcraft that was allowed to do a prayer over the city of Los Angeles that was actually over the state of California. And the state of California being so large was actually over the entire West Coast, including the Pacific Northwest. Since then, it seems like the gateways of hell have just opened up and all the criminals continue to be elevated while the good people stand by idly and allow it to happen. This is like the Bill Ayers, A-Y-E-R-S, that was Barack Hussein Obama's mentor, and that guy was a terrorist, a legitimate terrorist. He bombed different armored vehicles. He bombed police stations. But see, he's out of jail, and now he's a professor at the University of Chicago. The University of Chicago was funded initially and still controlled by the Rockefellers, and the Rockefeller Foundation established it. But you see, that's why all those criminals come out of the University of Chicago, or Harvard, or Yale, or MIT, or Stanford, or University of California at Berkeley. Same people coming through there generationally, just indoctrinating the next generation. Well, during the digital age, quote unquote, they changed our language, changed our culture, brought in a bunch of illegal criminal immigrants that are non-Americans, that we had to start bowing down to and listening to them because now America is no longer America. That's what they tried to convince us of. Then they bought in all of the technology. And notice how all of the technology heads are foreigners. Elon Musk is not an American. He's a South African. Peter Thiel, a German. That guy that's the head of Google now, he's from India. You've got Mark Zuckerberg, who is just a paid asset of the CIA that's the head of Meta, which was Facebook. But you see, they have used traitors to be put into all these positions because foreigners, they can manipulate through their immigration status and taxation and business. But they use those foreigners to manipulate other entire countries and sets of people. And look at how they've infiltrated all of these different scientific areas with Chinese communist spies, even at the political level. We're the only group in the world that I have heard that has reported about a Chinese communist spy being the head of the Republican committee in the state of Oregon for over 20 years. His name is Solomon Yu. You see, but we provide real news plus real information for we the people. Because we're all brothers and sisters, and we all need to know the truth, as the truth will make us free. John 8:32 in the Holy Bible. So see, when you think about, they changed the word information into the word data. they changed the word phone call into text or communicate. They changed the word mail into, and I'm talking about M-A-I-L, into the word email. The same group is the one that changed the word of male, M-A-L-E, and female, F-E-M-A-L-E, into transgender nonsense. They're doing it with their social engineering platforms. You see, when I put it in this scope, I hope to God it starts connecting with the sheeple that are unaware of this. And brothers and sisters that are familiar with this, I hope it continues to add dots to this ongoing connection that we have attempted to make throughout our history here with this podcast. If you go back from the beginning and come to today, you will see that this has been an ongoing Encyclopedia Britannica volume of education that we've walked through with you. During these years, we've provided very macro-level education in addition to very micro-level understanding. Because you have to understand every aspect of this. If you notice, what we do not do is we do not follow the 24-hour news spin, because there's enough of that. There's no reason for us to report on things that all of the other Mockingbird media outlets are reporting on, nor the other independent reporters. We come at it from a different standpoint as far as we are Christian, we are patriots, we're business owners. We are involved in a lot of organizations. We're familiar with the political rhetoric and schemes of the criminal cabal. And we are highly educated in the historical events that have created this coup d'etat against we the people of these United States, a constitutional republic, and a coup d'etat against we the people of the free world. That is the perspective that we are offering from our podcast. That is the perspective that all of our talks are coming from. Whenever I mention each one of those have deep, deep tentacles. As a Christian, I have been born again. Our other volunteers have the same to say. As well as I come from generations of country Baptist preachers. When I say about coming from a patriotic standpoint, we are constitutionalist. We believe that the constitutional republic is the most important thing possible. I have done work with the government. I've done work with the military. I've done work with nonprofit organizations that support veterans and their families. We have veterans and their families a part of this team here. When I talk about coming from the standpoint of business owners, myself and several other people within this volunteer group are business owners. Whenever I talk about coming from other perspectives, that's the depth that you're getting from this. From the historical standpoint of this information, I have over 25 years of research into this. Other group members here have equal or lesser or more years of study. So we have a cumulative experience about this decades in the making. So that is where we are all coming from. So I hope that what we're saying to you about how the tyrannical system is attempting to change our human language and our ways of interacting, it makes sense to you. And the most one is the most recent with the plandemic, scamdemic. That has been brought to us by the World Economic Forum that was created by the United Nations and the World Bank and the Federal Reserve systems. Those were created by the Bilderberg Group and the Council of 300, the Council on Foreign Affairs, the Committee of 300, the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group that is created from the Illuminati, the 13 bloodlines that Fritz Springmeier talked about in depth in his books. So we hope that you understand where this position comes from. But the interaction that these criminals took whenever they pulled the coup d'etat of the plandemic scamdemic, they changed how we communicated because they put masks over our mouths. So we could not communicate to each other because if you tried to, it was mumbled. But you couldn't see what the person was saying, so it was very confusing. Then, as I said, when they've moved the technology forward, look at how they put everybody in cubicles. Look at how they put email as the communication instead of telephones. Look at how they've developed websites instead of being interactive in a reality-based interaction. Brothers and sisters, this has been an ongoing effort for 30-plus years because President Eisenhower, which was a military general, he told us that the military-industrial complex was one group to watch out for, and he told us the other one was the scientific, technological elite. That is who we are fighting today, is both groups, because they have merged into one in entities like Halliburton, and entities like the Jones International Group, or the Reardon Group, or the Hillary Foundation, or the Gates Foundation, or the Chong Zuckerberg Initiative, or the Lincoln Foundation, or the Bezos Foundation, or the Obama Foundation. These entities are the criminal elements that have been created to take us from a human existence created by our Father God in heaven to a technocratic, technological transformation, because these criminal psychopaths are so afraid to die because they're going to bust hell wide open. And now they are trying at their last few minutes of life in order to find out a way to live beyond this. So now they're trying to take us into this transformation into what the Terminator entity showed us. And that is a humanoid robot hybrid that these technocratic criminal psychopath narcissists are trying to bring us into. Do not fall for it, brothers and sisters. I plead with you and I beg that God give you the strength and the courage to bring these psychopaths to justice, because we cannot have this dangerous mindset and ideology, because it's ultimately derived from race. Eugenics, who believe that they have a superior race compared to everybody else. They are satanic in their belief systems, and they are directed by evil. And we need to bring righteous down to them in a just way. I love you, brothers and sisters. I pray that you've got something out of this and understand what's really going on every single day that we bring these talks. And I hope it encourages you to start doing something in your local community, bringing accountability and justice to those criminals in your local community first, and then start reaching out to a regional area, then to your state, and then I'll meet you in the middle, because we're all working towards bringing that swamp in D.C. to its drainage point. This is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast, speaking truth against the lies.